Welcome. I'm here with Tom Brueggemann, and we are here to talk about his experience in dealing with OAuth, OIDC, and overall authentication, and how he tackled the challenges his organization is facing here. Welcome, Tom. Maybe you introduce quickly yourself, then your role, the organization, and the use cases.
Yeah, thanks, Martin. Nice to be here. I'm Tom. I'm what we call an area manager with DPG Media within IT. I'm and responsible for a number of teams. One of them is the identity team, and this is the team on our side who are responsible for building our identity platform, which is an identity platform focused specifically on customers. So customers, users, anyone who logs into one of our apps, websites, who registers an account, who wants to take part in a voting, for example, on live TV. These are the things that the platform enables. And I do this for DPG Media. DPG Media is a large media group in the Dutch language space of Belgium and Netherlands. We do have a small part in Denmark. So that's a slightly different language space. But my team works across these two countries. So we do this both for Netherlands and Belgium.
Okay. And so what you're doing as a media group is you're providing digital services, apps to your consumers. Which types of apps are we talking about? Is this typical sort of access to news and stuff like that? And maybe also kind of give a bit of an insight about the size and scale of this.
Yeah, so we started off, the group started off quite traditionally in publishing. So these would be newspapers and magazines, but the group grew across over the last really 10-ish years. So now we build everything. We build apps, the typical iOS and Android apps to consume news. Could be sort of deep dives, could be very popular news. We also do streaming, so we have quite a sizable streaming application that we run, that we provide. And this is interesting because it also has to work on TVs, a whole plethora of TV devices, which are often hard to support. We also do radio, which also, again, has its own specific needs. You know, there's lots of interaction in radio shows. So these apps, the apps that we make for the radio brands, typically have lots of interaction. Many of these interactions require people to log in. And then we also do linear TV, which you may not expect has much to do with identity. But like the example I gave before, we also do things like Dancing with the Stars or other voting type linear TV, big TV shows, where we ask our audience to vote.
So at the end of the day, you have quite a number of users. You need a seamless access from a very wide range of devices when we look at this. Mm. So TV being very different to whatever, a mobile phone being different to someone accessing via the web. As usual with these services, it really must be seamless. I could envision there might be some additional challenges. And so when I look at some of the things on TV, then sometimes also this aspect of children versus parents becomes a quite interesting challenge. So maybe you can provide a bit more insight into the concrete things you need to do here and how you see this world of authentication and why you finally adopted a solution, in this case, the one of AuthLead, to address these challenges.
We have an active user database, which is about 10 million identities. So these are a lot of people, and especially within our language space. The most important part for us was the ability to respond to a rapidly changing business. So we're in media is rapidly changing. Our traditional models are very quickly being consumed less by people. You know, there's this big move from analog to digital, which is very obvious, but this is very disruptive for us. Our main focus was being able to address business challenges. One of these are what you mentioned. How do we differentiate between, how do we protect children, which may be consumers, which, well, they would not be consumers, but they would be users of our platforms, adults, the relationship between these two. And that's really why we opted to go for this approach, which is we want to build our own platform. We don't want to rely on one single party to do everything for us, because this is not flexible enough. We cannot address the business challenges that lie before us effectively. So this is why we chose to build our own platform and use specific partners for very, very hard specific things. But we want to be the glue between all of these platforms and partners that we use, so that we can really move quickly and build exactly what it is that we need to push our business forward.
And I think it stands for what we see in the digital business that, you know, in the early days of computing was a differentiating factor between companies. Then we moved a lot to whatever standard software and so on. But over the past, probably almost two decades, at least, especially in the past decade, we really saw this shift to that most businesses, or not every, but most businesses are in some sort of digital business. And then the technology, the way you solve these problems becomes a differentiating factor. And you need the agility in that, which means you need to be able to quickly adapt to these changes. I think we all know that we are still, so to speak, on the path of this evolution. We are not yet done with the with where the digital age will lead us. So I fully get this. Looking at authentication, I believe authentication is something which is where really digital identity becomes essential for the digital business, because authentication is where people come in the first time. So you might lose them directly, where they come back again and again, where they might say, okay, too annoying, I do something different. So authentication at the end of the day is something which is essential to make, and a seamless authentication, which still is strong enough, is essential for making digital business a success. So which standards did you decide for using? Why? And how did you implement this then?
We very consciously chose to adopt open standards. So we very consciously decided to go for OpenAConnect and OAuth, partly because there was, you know, it's not really that much choice. The other alternative was any number of proprietary technologies. But we really thought this set us free. Because it's an open standard, because it's widely available, because it's hugely supported by the community, it really helped us to roll this out, because there are SDKs for different TV platforms, for example, which may be sort of slightly obscure or niche. It is an open standard. It is secure if we keep up, because this is constantly changing. So we do need to keep up with this. We don't implement this once. We continuously have to look at new features, new changes, security improvements. So open standards was really something that set us free. I always say it, using the open standard set us free. It solved for us the integration problem. We had no or very little discussion with internal teams or external teams about integrations. You know, we use OpenAConnect, very well known. Maybe a small downside is that it is still it's not the easiest specification. We've noticed that it still requires quite intensive coaching from our side towards an integrator to have them do the right thing, because there's so many options, so many different ways you can integrate, so many different parts of the specification. So it still requires coaching. The way we tackle this anyway is we try to coach our integrator. So we have technical people talk to technical people in very intense pressure cooker-ish session.
Mm-hmm. And I think this is a very important point. I think we need to be aware OAuth, OpenID Connect, they are not, in that sense, a single specification. They are a set of specifications. They are continuously growing. So we see the next things like OpenID Connect for verifiable credentials emerging. So there's a sort of a constant innovation, and it's not that this is something which is sort of put in stone and then it remains the same for years. But it's really something which is continues to evolve, and you touched the integration, the challenges here. So which solution did you finally pick to sort of simplify this challenge?
I don't think there's one. The integration challenge, you mean?
Yeah, from what I understand, you, for instance, opted for Auslead as a provider in that space. So the question is, why and what does it serve that you? You don't get directly, so to speak, from using the open standards.
Okay. And interesting, what we mentioned before is the constant change. When we started this journey 4 or 5 years ago, we were quite surprised how quickly even these pretty long-standing, well-known standards changed. I remember very clearly in the beginning of our journey, we had when we started with Offfleet, we had at the same time the team had to solve a challenge in streaming, which is how do we authenticate and identify users on a TV device where using a remote is extremely difficult. Well, sort of extremely difficult, but for some users, it's at least cumbersome. And that's exactly when sort of device flow was being launched and maturing. And so this is an example where using the open standard, they solved the problem for us. That all we had to do was be the glue between these things. We just had to build a little bit of UI on the TV, roll it out, which was easy enough to do. And then relied on Authly to do the hard work, syncing these codes and verifying that these are indeed the users that we want them to be. So that was very easy. It took us, I think, 2 sprints to roll this out to TVs, for example. So that's a great example of where we're using a partner like Authly.
So basically, it allows you to focus on the UX, the business service, while, so to speak, Authly does the heavy lifting in the back end around the standards.
Gave us the flexibility to do what we want to do, make it look like we want it to look. Obviously, within some limitations that we have within the standard, you know, we can't magically identify users. You still have to have this back and forth. You still have to properly identify users. Do it in a secure way. Most of the security and the heavy lifting we just got for free. We didn't have to think about that much. We didn't have to be worried about it at any point. It just works. And we had to understand what it is and then implement it the way we think our users, it works for our users. This was, yeah, speed mm-hmm. is absolutely one of the things that we constantly look for. And in this case, we very, very much managed to achieve.
So what do you have in mind? Which plans do you have for the foreseeable future in further evolving this? Anything you could speak about?
Yeah, so we're typically not a leader in these type of technologies. We prefer to wait a little bit and then see where things go. But what we're seeing is wallets is a big one, you know, data wallets. We're kind of thinking about how should we tackle this. We look at these, the wallet idea, we really look at it as a way for our users to have more control over their privacy, which also requires them to identify themselves. So this ties in very, very nicely with the privacy initiative that we do. So wallets is definitely a big one. And I think other than that, we're in a pretty stable place concerning our identity platform and the way we roll it out. And so we don't really see any particular big challenge or big things. We always like to say we're not a bank. So we have very little regulatory overview or control over what we do with our identities. Obviously, we want to keep them safe, but we feel like we've done pretty much everything we can to keep these identities safe, and we don't see any big new initiatives on that front.
Tom, great. Thank you for sharing all these insights. I think this is very helpful and provides a view on how to tackle the challenges of authentication in a fast-moving digital world, and why also it's, I think, important to choose the right standards, the right solutions to provide the agility to the business. Thank you.
Yes, my pleasure. It was a great talk to you. Thank you, Martin.